CentralCityRadio.com.
Today's hit music.
Best music.
The best music.
CentralCityRadio.com.
Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM.
Okay, get up. Let's do a little exercise. Stand on your feet. Arms up. Touch your toes. Arms up. Touch your toes. Can you do it? Are you still so full of turkey that there's nothing else that you could possibly do? I mean, come on. Shake yourself out of your turkey coma, out of your turkey leftover coma, because you made everything that you could possibly make with the turkey, and it's just time. Put it away. Whatever you have left, just don't eat it. Just don't eat it. You've done your job. You put a dent in it. You've eaten everything off the bone, and now you've made soup out of the bones. You've had turkey sandwiches and turkey pot pies and turkey enchiladas and turkey nachos and turkey tacos, and you just stop. Just put the fork down and walk away. It's okay. You will survive. And I'm sure by now, my daughters are speaking to me again. I don't know. I don't know. They were supposed to be with me, but we had a little a mishap over the Thanksgiving break. It's not my fault now. You got to understand. I got the two 16-year-olds at home for whom I am responsible. They are the ones that I am responsible for. It is not my fault that we took the two 16-year-olds and went out of town for Thanksgiving. That's not my fault. I mean, I don't know how that happened. But needless to say, Aisha, Denevia, and Jasmine are not too happy, but they'll survive because they're all grown. I mean, really, they're grown. And I think it's really childish of them to stop speaking to me because I refused to stay up all night and cook. They're upset with me because I refused to make every dish in my house dirty, cooking the food that they were going to eat. They're upset with me because, you know, I didn't stay up all night and peel potatoes and bake turkey and bake ham and make macaroni and cheese and candied yams and sweet potato pie and, you know, stuffing and all that stuff. Now, they had the audacity to be mad with me because I didn't do it. But every year, it happens the exact same way. I cook all the food. They eat all the food. They sleep all day. I wash all the dishes. I put all the food away. They wake up from sleeping. They take all the food out. They eat all the food. And I wash all the dishes. And they had the audacity to get upset with me and stop speaking to me because I didn't want to do that this year. I'm trying to get them to understand. In 2 years, my husband and I will have filet mignon Fridays. And we're going to have something on Thursday and something else on Wednesday. And Monday is going to be, it's just going to be great. It's going to be like, I wish there was a day of the week that started with a C because we'd have crab leg that day. That's just the way it's going to be. I got two more to get off to college and then I can just enjoy myself. So I'm hoping that by December, when the Christmas shows start coming around, that they'll come in and be with me, but I don't know. I wish they would. Guys, remember how nostalgic we were when we did our Christmas video? You guys should go on YouTube and find it. We did a Christmas video, the Pratt family. It's hilarious. We had a great time. We were dancing and singing. So go on the YouTube thing and find the video, and then you can sing along with us. But don't worry about Jasmine, Denevia, and Aisha. They'll get over it. Aisha has four kids. She should cook her own turkey. Everybody, you agree with me, right? Yes, you do. Denevia is in law school. Look, go sue somebody and get a turkey. That, you know, that's how that works. Jasmine's getting ready to be in medical school. Go dissect something. I mean, really, stop bothering me about it. And pick up the phone when I call you. You can't be mad at me forever. You cannot hold a grudge forever. It was one holiday and one turkey. You will survive. But America is on my side, so I don't know what they want me to do. So go to my Facebook page and let me know that you are on my side, that you agree with me, mothers of the world, that We can have a day off. And we don't have to tell people in advance that we're taking a day off. I did tell Aisha in advance because I didn't want her to drive all the way to my house with my four grandchildren. And we weren't home. Boy, that would have been so funny. That would have been great. So they were really upset with me because they're like, Mom, you've been teaching about Thanksgiving and loving your family and stuff. And then you leave and go out of town on Thanksgiving. And that was so wrong and so vicious. I mean, they were really telling me I was vicious. So I just want you to know that it's done now. So you can start talking to me again. I told them that I would cook for Christmas. I'll cook the exact same thing for Christmas that I would have made for Thanksgiving. It's going to be amazing. It's really going to be great. Turkey's still frozen. I got you. But we had such a great time. We really did need to get away and relax because we had just come off of an amazing time. We celebrated our second year anniversary at Freed Indeed Christian Center. Man, big thanks to Gospel for Life. If you've never had an opportunity to listen to Sister Elise Stowe minister the word, man, you have got to get over to Gospel for Life and just sit under her. The word she brought was so mature and so wonderful for our house. It just uplifted us. I'm telling you, I am still riding off that word right now because she went through so many different things, but something stuck in my mind, and she was talking about previews of coming attractions. And man, I was thinking, man, 2017 is going to be so amazing. The previews of coming attractions, the thing that God is showing us that we're going to see. You girls, Denevia, Jasmine, Aisha, get a preview of coming attractions 2017. Hopefully Thanksgiving will be different for you and you'll get all the stuff that you're longing for. Maybe this year you guys will even plan to get there ahead of time and help me do some of the cooking. I mean, get a preview of coming attractions. You need to go hear Sister Elise Stowe. But she had a word for the house, and she talked about, man, how your pain grows your roots, and she just walked that word out. But the thing that made it so relevant and made it so real was her personal testimony, how she juxtaposed what she's going through in her life with what the word of God says, and how you can use what you're going through to establish roots that run deep. Man, and she just tied it all together in such a way that you realize now that don't lose the pain that you have. Don't try and shy away from the pain that you have, because that pain is going to propel you into what God has ultimately purposed you to do. And she just made it so real and so relevant to us that we couldn't thank her enough. And in the Gospel for Life family, man, you guys showed up big. You love your pastors. I mean, you showed up to support Sister Elise, and it was just amazing how you guys showed up and how you showed us love. We are, like we said, in our second year of ministry, and it was just great. The house was packed, and everybody, I believe, left with an amazing understanding of what God's word is and how the theme that God gave Freed Indeed Christian Center for 2016, establishing roots that run deep, how Sister Elise just put a lid on that one and just helped us usher in the 2017 theme. Now, 2016, we were establishing roots that run deep. 2017, we're maintaining the roots that we've established. Listen, because we have a five-year plan. So we started to establish roots. Then we're going to maintain these roots. And then going into next year, we're going to spread these roots out, man, so that they begin to go out and get nourishment from surrounding areas. So God is really amazing in what he's doing. He's really amazing in how he's doing it. And I'm looking at my girls grow and mature and begin to establish their own families. And I know that I established some roots in them that run deep. And I do really want them to know that I love them and I miss them over the Thanksgiving day. And it wasn't the same. So you guys were right. It was not the same. It could not possibly be the same when we're not all together. But we've established roots that I hope you're taking into your family. And now we're going to maintain those roots. So give me another chance in 2017. Let's maintain the roots that we've established. Remember that I am your mother and that you love me. And the Bible says, honor your mother and father that your days might be long on the earth. So you can't be mad with me. So when I call you guys, you got to answer and you have to love me and you have to just, you know, come see me for Christmas. Don't try and retaliate, Aisha. I can't wait for you guys to talk to her because she's the comedian of the family and she likes to hold grudges. But we're going to be okay.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Seniors, want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194. 800-675-0194. 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. I was just talking about our second anniversary and how amazing it is. And I was just kind of going over some of the things that we were thinking about as we were thinking about, you know, being 2 years old and how, if we were paralleling that to the natural. Man, 2 years old. Somebody said that's the terrible twos, but we don't claim that one. This is going to be the terrific twos. This is the year where we begin to branch out and to move in different circles. We were told earlier in 2016 we went on a cruise and we met this pastor. Now, we'd seen him the previous year. He's out of Texas. We had seen him the previous year on a cruise and kind of bumped into him and said hello. But this year, 2016, so we saw him in 2015, and then in 2016, you know, he was on the same, you know, at the same time on the same cruise with us, so we were able to meet up with him again. And on, like, I think it was maybe like the second to the last day, my husband and I were downstairs, we were having breakfast, and he said, look, I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but I'm going to tell you. And he sat down at our table and began to share with us, man, God told me that this year will never be the same for you. And he was talking about how God said windows were going to be open and how things were going to be different and how prayers were going to be answered and how we just needed to be obedient to God's word and know that everything that God said he was going to do for us was going to manifest itself, and that the wealth and riches were in a house. All the things that we had been confessing over our lives and over the ministry. But he was just saying, man, when you get back home, things will never be the same. And a lot of times when you hear people say things like that, you think about the rhetoric of the church and how words are often used. And but if you really connect with the Bible and you really connect with the word, and at the time that the seed is deposited, you're able to sprinkle it with faith. And you say, I receive the word that you're giving me. I receive the testimony that coincides with the word, that lines up with the word. So when you're speaking things to me that God has already said to me, now I can have two or three touching and agreeing in the natural, establishing these things in the natural. I can have the two or three of us touching in the natural, pulling things down from the from the supernatural into the natural. So he said, when you get home, things will never be the same. And we've walked in that. We received that. We had already been living supernaturally. That's nothing new for us to live supernatural. But the thing was, taking the ministry to the next level, taking it to where God wants it to be, and establishing it. Because when you're new and you're going into your second year, and that's one of the things that Pastor Stowe was saying to us, man, don't look around at the numbers and become disillusioned by what's going on. Because as you look at the numbers, you lose focus of what God has for you. You lose focus of on the things that he has spoken into you. So he had this guy tell us all of these things and about how God was going to elevate us to a new status and how things were no longer going to be the same. And if you're not careful, you'll immediately start to think about the financial arena and limit God to just the financial arena. But what we saw in that was that he was right on point. He could not have been more accurate with what he was saying, because after we got back off that cruise and went back into ministering, you know, we took that little week off and got back home and started celebrating with our people, we noticed that their words were different. We noticed that their expressions were different. We noticed that their interactions were different. We heard more faith confessions come out. We heard them begin to use their tongues to build themselves up instead of tear themselves down. We heard people say, listen, I don't have the car that I want right now, but I know it's coming. And until it comes, I'm going to drive this one that I have. We heard people, look, my kids are going to be successful. My kids are going to go to college. So we started to hear things like that coming from people who had never spoken like that before. And we said, truly, this is a time when we will not look back. This is a time when God has released all of the prophetic things that he had held, that been held up in the supernatural. He's releasing those things to us, not incrementally, but he's just doing a torrential downpour of things. So we were overjoyed to come back and then to have the word revealed and then to see it manifested, so that when we got to this second year anniversary and people were, you know how they have you do like little testimonies and say, okay, tell me something that the ministry has done for you and that you feel you benefited from the ministry. I was overjoyed to hear that the number one thing that people shared consistently was, this church gave me a Bible. And I personally was overjoyed by the fact that, listen, they wasn't saying, you know, you're nice to me. They said that kind of stuff. They didn't say, well, I feel comfortable here at this church, or I like the people. And we do love each other. Man, we have a great time in fellowship. But the number one thing that people were saying was, they put the word of God in my hand. And not only did they put the word of God in my hand, but they're showing me how to go through the word of God and use it to transform my life. Freed Indeed Christian Center exists for one purpose: to help people understand how the Bible relates to them and how you use the word of God to get yourself free. Look, the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. There's a reason why we can stand on that word and say, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Because once the word of God makes you free, the enemy is no longer able to use anything to capture you. You understand that for every attack of the enemy, there's a word that the Lord has put in place to give you a way of escape. So it was exciting to me to know that the people are being ministered to in a way that I believe is God honoring. So I was so excited to have that happen, man. And then to celebrate it with a group of people like Gospel for Life, who really were there just to love on us, man, just to establish a real working relationship with us. It was great. It was just really amazing to be a part of something like that. So I was very excited. So listen, Freed Indeed Christian Center is located at 9401 West Garfield. If you're not in a ministry somewhere that is feeding you, that is nurturing you, that is helping you understand that the Word of God is real and relevant for your life today, you need to get to Freed Indeed Christian Center. You need to find us on the web. You need to follow me on Facebook, Twitter. You need to go to my blog. You need to understand that God has a word for you that can turn your life around, that God is willing and able to intercede in your life on your behalf. But guess what? He cannot intercede in your life on your behalf without your permission. And that's the thing that Freed Indeed is teaching. That's the thing that we're laying the foundation for. We're letting people know how to give God access to their lives and how to not bar him from operating freely in their lives. So get up 10 o'clock in the morning, be at Freed Indeed Christian Center, 9401 West Garfield, because we are starting an amazing series in December. And it's looking at unwrapping the gift that God so freely gave us. And we're just going to take our time and unwrap the gift of Jesus Christ through December so that you get a real understanding. So 10 o'clock, be at Freed Indeed Christian Center, 9401 West Garfield. Let's unpack the gift. Let's unwrap it, the gift that God freely gave.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code, read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
Seniors want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. I am so excited going into December and getting ready to unpack all of the things that God has given us. So I'm truly excited, and I'm looking forward to sharing these things with you. 2017, man, we're going to hit the ground running, and you need to be established. You need to get on in here and get this word into you, because we took all of 2016 and we established some roots. I told you we taught for the entire year on faith. We have a very sound understanding of faith. We have that. We understand that we are VIPs. We're very important to God. We took some time to establish that. Now, here's the amazing thing about it. If you come in, it's like a well-written story. Once you plug yourself in at Freed Indeed Christian Center, you won't feel like you've been left out, because God has such a repetitious way of teaching at Freed Indeed Christian Center that from the most learned to the one who has just cracked open the Bible for the first time, God is so great in his approach to teaching at Freed Indeed that you'll get exactly what you need. So we're going into 2017 and we are maintaining the roots that we've established. We are looking at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7, and we're understanding that as we allow our roots to grow deep in him, as we allow ourselves to just follow after him, then he begins to do more and more and more. So listen, when I get to Colossians chapter 2 and I'm looking at it in the Amplified, because sometimes when I'm reading it, I read it in the Amplified because it gives, you know, the Amplified version of the Bible, it gives you those additional words to help bring more clarity to what you're reading. It doesn't add it. It just gives clarity. So I read it sometimes in the Amplified just to get a little more clarity, just to get a little additional understanding, some synonymous words, those words that mean the same thing, but it gives you just that little bit more clarity. So going into 2017 and maintaining the roots that we've established, it says, look, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in union with him. When you walk in union with him, you're reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin. Listen, that's what we're trying to do. When we establish these roots, we want to live our life in such a way that when we're maintaining those roots, in the Amplified, it says, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin. So in 2017, we're maintaining the roots that we've established. We've established in 2016 that we walk by faith and not by sight. We established in 2016 that we were VIPs to God. We're very important people, and he cares about everything that goes on with us. We established in 2016 that we are direct representatives of God in the earth, and that this is how people are going to know we belong to God, by the love that we show one to another. We established in 2016 that his word was established. It is infallible and it is inspired. It is designed to set us free from everything. It's designed to set us free spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, culturally. It's designed to set us free in every area of our lives. And as we learn more and more of the word, it makes us more free. It gives us less baggage to carry around. So we're going into 2017 having established solid roots. So we understand that once we get there, we're going to maintain those roots. And how are we going to maintain our roots? We're going to maintain them by living a life that reflects godly character in the things we do and say. We're going to live lives that lead others away from sin. Having deeply been rooted in him and now being continually built up in him and becoming increasingly more established in our faith, just as we were taught, and overflowing in it with gratitude. A much more mature approach to 2017. In 2016, we were preliminary learners. I mean, we were just getting exposed to faith. So we had little faith projects. I told them at Freed Indeed, give yourself a little faith project. Believe for something you've never believed for in your life. Believe that God can take you somewhere that you've never gone in your life. And I had someone tell me, look, I'm believing that God will deliver me from alcoholism. I'm believing that God will deliver me. And right then and there, we touched and agreed. Now, going into 2017, that's a big faith confession. That's a big faith confession when you know that the enemy is everywhere, going to and fro, seeking whom he might devour. And you make that confession out of your mouth. You say it out loud. You say, listen, this time is going to be different. This time God is going to bring me out. This time I'm going to live a life that is well above anything that I've ever done before. That exemplifies what we're establishing in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. That establishes, look, I'm living a life that leads others away from sin. I'm living a life that reflects God's character in me. Good God Almighty, people at Freed Indeed Christian Center are getting a hold to the truth that God's word will make you free. Listen, to make is a process. It's not like you just stand up before the church and say, I'm delivered from alcoholism. But then you go home and you do the exact same thing you were doing. This is a process where we're allowing God's word to make us free, which means now we're learning more and more and more of the word that we can apply in every situation. My heart was overjoyed that first the person would come and share that information with me in a heartfelt way, in a sincere and true way. Now, I said, we know where to focus our prayers. We know where to focus our word. We know where to go into warfare for this thing, because all we have to do is stand. God's going to give us the victory. He's already given us the victory. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So all we need to do is stand. So my confession is, every time the spirit of alcohol comes, then God will raise up a standard. Every time the taste comes, God will raise up a standard. Every time the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. Because how many of you know, it's kind of like dieting. When you say you're going to diet and you've been eating a certain way for the last 20 years and you put on an additional 50 or 60 pounds, do you know just because you confess that you're dieting, just because you confess then that you're going to change your ways, just because you go into the refrigerator and throw all of the stuff out that is no good, you go into the pantry and you remove all of the things that are no good and you restock with vegetables and you restock with fresh foods and you take out all the white rice and white flour and you replace it with whole foods, do you know that you still have that 50 or 60 pounds on you? Do you know that you still have not started yet? You still have not lost 1 pound. So while the natural is still relevant and still in your face, the supernatural is what you got to operate under. The supernatural is what's telling you, look, change your ways. Confess it every single day. When you open the refrigerator, you confess, I do not overeat. When you go to the pantry, you confess, I do not eat when I'm not hungry. When you go out with friends, you confess that I will eat from the lean menu. You do all of this stuff to bring the natural in line with what the supernatural has already done for you. So when you get to a big one, like I'm going to not consume alcohol, you have to bring everything in line. You have to say, listen, I'm not going to hang out with the same people. I'm not going to watch the same TV shows. You might have to get so specific that you say, I'm not going to drink out of the same cup that I normally drink out of, because all of these are triggers. The Bible says when you would do good, evil is always present. Listen, evil does not sleep. There are certain ways you can turn in your house and you'll swear that you see an alcohol bottle. So you have to change everything around you. So the one thing that I'm noticing at Freed Indeed, that the very first thing God has changed, he changed our vocabulary from I got to have a drink when I get up to God can, God will. I believe that God will. The sorrowful tears that we see and the overwhelming crying out to God is that thing that I was telling you about. You have to give God access in. She gave God access into her situation. And then all we do is pair the word up with it. Listen, every time the enemy comes in, you tell God to raise up a standard. You tell God his word says that you would be free and you would be free indeed. You remind God that his word said that he came that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. You remind God that as he was walking through the tombs, he delivered the demoniac. And you pray right now that God would rebuke the devourer for your sake, that he would remove the hand of Satan from you. Those are the kinds of things that as you go into spiritual warfare, you begin to understand that that's your natural right. To live a life according to what God has already given you. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin, having been deeply rooted in him and now being continually built up in him and becoming increasingly more established in your faith, just as you were taught, overflowing in it with gratitude. I hope y'all writing this down. If you didn't see me Sunday morning, 10 a.m., 9401 West Garfield, and I'll go over it again for you. All right, get your pencil now while you're waiting, because you need to be writing this stuff down, because I guarantee you she's not the only one who's trying to get delivered from some things in 2017. And I want you to have the tools that you need to get the deliverance that you have already been given.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-639-8620. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-639-8620. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-639-8620. That's 1-800-639-8620.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Yes, did you get it? Okay, you got your pencil. Let's write everything down, because we want to go into December understanding what we're trying to get established. We are unwrapping the gift that God has given us so graciously. And I need you to just understand that you are entitled to this gift, that he has told you that he wants you to be free. His word has told you that he wants you to be free. And I was thinking about in Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39, where the word is talking about the overwhelming victory that is ours through Christ Jesus, who loves us, and how he wants us to understand that his selfless love, how he has given us already the victory over all kinds of things. Because closing out 2016, we want to shut the door on some things, that when we get to 2017, we're having that preview of coming attractions, so that 2017, it won't just be cliche-ish when we say 2017 is going to be the best year of our lives. It's going to be the most productive year of our lives. It's going to be the year when we accomplish more things than we've ever done. When we begin in 2017 in January to write out our SMART goal for that year, and we look back over what we have decided to do, we have that clarity of understanding that that goal that we wrote, that strategically written, look, it's SMART, it's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's reasonable, and it's targeted. When we write that goal in 2017, we write it with Romans 8, 37 through 39 in mind, that says God has given us overwhelming victory through Christ Jesus, who loves us. Now, you have to understand that the world is doing everything that it can to convince us otherwise. It's doing everything that it can to convince us that overwhelming victory is not ours, when the word of God is contrary to the world. It's what I tell everybody at Freed Indeed. You have to believe what is contraintuitive to you. You have to believe everything that sets what you naturally see on its head. It spins it over. So we understand, based on Romans 8, 37 through 39, that overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus, even though the world is seeking to convince us otherwise. Look, the world is seeking to convince us that everything is dying, that there is no life. It wants us to believe that people are being killed aimlessly and recklessly, and that God has no control over it. The world wants us to believe that angels are not watching over us, and that demons are running rampant in the earth. The world wants us to believe that fear for today kind of blacks out all of the hope that we have for tomorrow, that the worries about today will darken the light of tomorrow, that the powers of hell are advancing on the kingdom of God, that the powers in the sky have dominion over us, and that all creation is falling apart. The world wants us to believe that the overwhelming victory that was given to us at Calvary's cross is a myth. It's a lie. It's not real. But we call the devil, who exactly who he is, the father of lies. We expose him for what he is, the author of lies. We expose him for what he does. He goes around seeking whom he might devour. He's seeking dreams to devour. He's seeking lives to devour. He's seeking the word of God to devour. He's looking to suck it out of our lives. But we know that Romans 8, 37, 39 tells us that overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus. And if God be for us, who cares who's against us? Because he has already told us, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. John in John chapter 16, I think it is verse 33, it says, look, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because Jesus has already overcome the world. So if he's already overcome the world, why do I listen to the retorts of the enemy? Why do I listen to what the enemy is saying? He says, listen, I have already overcome the world. And then he says, I've already overcome it. And then I put that together with Romans 8, 37 to 39. And he says, look, I overcame it. And then I'm going to give you overwhelming victory through me, through Christ Jesus. So the enemy cannot preclude me from anything that God has given me. So I march boldly into 2017, understanding that Jesus has already overcome the world. Yes, the word says I'm going to have trials and I'm going to have sorrow, but I keep my heart guarded because he has already overcome the world. And then I get to 1 Corinthians 15, 57, and I thank God, for he has given me victory over sin and death through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That kind of stuff keeps me motivated. That kind of stuff helps me to understand that These temporary and light afflictions that I'm going through are nothing compared to what God has already given me. So then I have to begin to establish a pattern where I take from the supernatural, those things that God has already laid up for me, and make them manifest into the natural. And I use the word make them because my prayers pull things down out of the supernatural into the natural. It allows me to access everything that is already stored up for me in heavenly places and make those things manifest here in the natural where I need them. Listen, God does not need my bills paid. He does not need a car. He does not need food. He does not need clothes. He needs none of that stuff. Those things are the things that I need, and I need to get them from him. I need to get the manifestations of those things from the supernatural into the natural. Because I tell everybody, listen, when I go down on my knees, I have no concern whatsoever, because I understand that I will never have another unanswered prayer. Because I cannot go around having unanswered prayer and then claim that I'm overwhelmingly victorious. You see how that don't make no sense? That's kind of schizophrenic to say, I have all victory. I'm overwhelmingly victorious, but my prayers don't get answered. You see why? That's why I can boldly declare that every prayer that I offer is answered, because I've already established a pattern of how to go to God and ask for things. I've already established that he wants me to be overwhelmingly victorious. I already established that he told me, don't worry about the trials. Don't worry about the sorrows. Take heart. I've already overcome all of that. I already understand that wealth and riches are in my house. I already understand that he wants me to have life and have life more abundantly. How in the world can I come before people and tell them that God says all this stuff, but he don't hear my prayers? He don't answer my prayers. I'm constantly going to and fro, tossed by every issue of life. I'm constantly bombarded by hell and by the demons of life that are trying to overtake me. How then can I stand boldly and proclaim the words in Romans, the words in John, the words in 1 Corinthians, and not have overwhelming victory in my life? How can my life not manifest in the natural that God has given me overwhelming victory? It can't. Either the word is true or it's not. And the word is true, because I have overwhelming victory. And that's why I can stand boldly and say, I will never have another unanswered prayer as long as I live. Because God has shown me in his word that when I call him, he hears me. And when he hears me, he does something about what I'm calling him for, because I have given him complete access into my life. Whatever he chooses for me to do is what gets done. So I am no longer on myself. I am him. So I have put on the new self. So you got to come back. Let me close with telling you about putting on the new self, so that you can stand firm, knowing that Romans 8:37-39, John 16:33, and 1 Corinthians 15:57 is yours too. You have the right to those things just like I do, and God wants you to have them. So let's close with the new life, with the new self. So come right back.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long, so call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Juice, Mom.
Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom.
Mom, I want
Mommy.
Juice.
Mom.
Juice, juice, juice.
Mom.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Listen, as we go into 2017, we're going to understand and establish that living a hopeless life is no longer an option. Living a life that is less than is no longer an option. Wanting things and desiring things that we're not bold enough to go to God for is no longer an option. Listen, I told you we're going to talk about putting on our new self. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, and we have all been raised with Christ once we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior, to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above. Everything we need, it's above. He has all things in the heavenly realm waiting for us. So we keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He said, look, I'm going there. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to intercede for you. I'm going to tell the Father, listen, they need this. They need this. I'm going to intercede for you. I'm going to dispatch angels to do things that need to be done for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you in the presence of your enemies. He's sitting in heaven right now at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. The right hand is the hand of authority. He's seated on the side of the hand of authority. He has given it to us and he is loosing it for us in the earth. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value. For you died to this world, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So put to death and deprive of powers the evil longing of your earthly body with its sensual, self-centered instincts, immorality, impurity, sinful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is a kind of idolatry, because it replaces your devotion to God. Because of these sinful things, the divine wrath of God could come upon you on the sons of disobedience. So I'm going to put aside the things that are of this world, because living a hopeless life is no longer an option for me. I'm going to focus on those things which are heavenly, which are above, those things which are caught up in the heavenly realm, which God has already given to me, that overwhelming victory that he's already given to me. In the heavenlies is everything that I need. So I'm going to stay focused on those things. I'm going to stay focused on my healing. I'm going to stay focused on my freedom. I'm going to stay so focused on my marriage. I'm going to stay focused on my children being successful. I'm going to stay focused on my finances being in order. I'm going to stay focused on job performance. I'm going to stay focused on my giving to the ministry, my time, talents, and my treasure. I'm going to stay focused on the ministry that God has placed in me so that I can advance the kingdom of God. I'm going to put to death and deprive of power the evil longings of this earthly body. And I'm going to resonate the things that God has put in me that make me a benefit to his kingdom. Those things with point that point to God as the author and the finisher of my faith. Those things that point to the uniqueness of Jesus Christ and his dedication to me. The selfless sacrifice that he made on the cross. Those things that assure my overwhelming victory in Christ Jesus. Listen, you got to get to Freed Indeed Christian Center. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have got to get to Freed Indeed Christian Center. You got to be at 9401 West Garfield, 10 a.m. in the morning. You got to be there at 10 a.m. because this word is so relevant and so real. Listen, you can get there at 8:30 in the morning. I got hot coffee. I got donuts. And then we go right into our Bible basics class. It is the best class for if you're just starting out, just learning to read your word. We are going through some of the most basic things to the Bible because you don't want to be the one who always feels uncomfortable accessing your word. So I want you to be there 8:30 for the Bible basics class. Then there is the third class in the series that my husband is teaching where it's talking about the will. You need that class as well. Then we go into the Word of God. The dance ministry will be practicing in the mornings. We're getting ready to be with Sister Stowe on December 10th for her praise and worship celebration. So it's going to be amazing. So we're looking forward to having a good time, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. So you guys can come in and minister to my daughters, Denevia, Jasmine, and Aisha, and help us resolve our issues. So I really want you guys to come. Listen, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Look for the videos that we have on YouTube from the ministry. And then look at the time when we were in unity and our family was loving each other. And you guys can help us get back to that place. So I really want you to be there. But I really want you to come and sit and learn the Word of God. I want you to figure out how the Word of God will make your life free. I tell the members at Freed Indeed Christian Center every Sunday, if churches could do one thing and do it well, it should be to teach people that the Word of God, as it is divinely inspired, as it was written infallible by Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, as it was inspired, that the Word of God is life-changing, that it's real, that it is applicable to every situation in your life, that he wrote it so that you would understand how to use it to become free. It is your manual for freedom. If you were getting, or you got a new vehicle. My husband was changing the tire on my car. I have a truck, an Avalanche. So he was out there and he was trying to change the tire. He's changed tires so many times over the years, but this is a different vehicle. So he had to get the manual out and read it to figure out where to place the jack and how to work the jack that goes with the car. And it's a bigger vehicle. So he was going through the manual trying to figure out how to properly change this tire so that when I'm driving, the tire won't fall off the car and hurt our whole family. That's the same thing with the Word of God. At Freed Indeed Christian Center, we want to show you how to use this manual so that you can apply the Word of God correctly, so that you don't hurt your family, so that you don't hurt yourself, so that you don't hurt people around you, so that you don't hurt yourself. And that's what the manual does. It teaches us how to access everything that God has for us. It teaches us how to use it properly so that we make the necessary adjustments and arrangements in our lives, so that we do things in a way that is pleasing, that demonstrate to God, listen, you can trust me with more and more and more. I'm faithful over the little things. I am no longer a baby. I'm no longer the one who has to drink milk. You can feed me meat. You can give me the whole Word of God. And that's what we want to do at Freed Indeed Christian Center. We want you to understand that the Word of God, as it is written, is inspired. That the Word of God, as it is written, is infallible. You can do what it says you can do. You can have what it says you can have. And you can be what it says you can be. Those are the things that we confess every week about the Word of God. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. And I can do what it says I can do. That's what we're learning about the Word of God. So we need you. We really do need you. 10 a.m. For worship service. But even before that, 8:30, come and join us in the Bible basics class. It is a really amazing class, and it just gives you comfort with your Bible and teaches you all of the things that you need to know. And then stay for the 10 a.m. service, and then get involved with the things that are going on. We definitely need you. We're looking forward to you. We are 2 years old and growing, so I know that the Word of God is real and that it'll change your life. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity. We pray right now that you send from the north, the south, the east, and the west, those that you have caught up with the name of Freed Indeed Christian Center, that they might become overwhelmingly victorious where they are already planted, that they might do the work that you would have them to do. We rebuke the devourer for their sake, and we thank you right now that you have released them to come and join us. We pray right now that every hindrance be bound and that all freedom be set free. And we just love you. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. We look forward to seeing you on tomorrow, 9401 West Garfield, 10 a.m. And may God bless you richly.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin.
www.centralcityradio.com.
I love